N-A-Q-Z-T. Answer. N-A-Q-Z-T. And a clear.
Good morning, KE8FJW.
KC8NTW and APCT for a quick. Yeah, I was here in my night job. I'm just testing my unit here.
Okay, yeah, well, your radio sounds pretty good, so I don't hear any issues.
Yeah, it's a handheld VTech 6x2 Pro. I use it for DMR as well, but, it's my workhorse. I've been playing with the new ACFT 5D on digital. Doesn't seem to be much digital on the Vitasky machine. Gaylord's got a Wires X node that's pretty good. And they've got some digital voice going on there too, so. But DMR is the big thing up here. And this is where the best analog repeater for 2 meters up here covers such a wide area. It's so high up. So, yeah, I work at a hotel here in Petoskey, Michigan.
All right, well, very good. So, yeah, I think maybe you talked before. I talked to someone that worked at a hotel before in Petoskey. So, very good. Yeah, I remember that part. But, yeah, I'm way up here in the Sioux, so, and my handheld. Oh, what do I have? I have the VTech UD Pro, so that's the fancy one that does the Bluetooth app on the phone and all that. Yeah, it's a nice little radio. I find it. For digital in my area, not so much yet. So I get a couple digital repeaters, but they don't get a whole lot of use. Go ahead.
Where did you say you were again?
I'm way up here in the Sioux St. Mary.
Oh, okay. Is that on a connected repeater?
Yeah, they're on the Northern Michigan Link repeater network. So, yeah, they have about a dozen, probably almost a dozen repeaters all connected to each other.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, I just I appreciate you coming back to me, and pleasure talking with you. I do have to get back to my work here, though. So, my name here is Stephen, by the way. November 8th, Papa Zulu Tango. I work in Petoskey, but I live in Indian River, so I'm on the Sheboygan version of this one, which connects. And I also spend a lot of time on the MI5 CME and DMR repeater as well, off of a road called Hackleberg. It's kind of equidistant between Indian River and Sheboygan.
Oh, yeah, yep. Yeah, the 7-4 and the MI5, they're in the same tower, their Hackleberg tower. So, yeah, very good. Yep, I talked to a few guys from the Indian River area here.
And just once again, what was your first name?
Yeah, my name is Brad. B-R-A-D.
All right, Brad. It's nice to meet fellow ham. If I talked to you before, sure, if I don't remember it, I'll work on that. I'll write your call sign down. Could I get your... Let me get your... Let me get a yellow piece of paper here. Can I get your call sign one more time?
Oh, for sure. So, yeah, call here is Kilo Echo 8 Fox Julie Whiskey, KE8FJW.
KE8FJW from NAPZT. Well, Brad, it's a pleasure to meet you a little more formally. Yeah, my name is Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N. I live in Indian River proper. I live just a little way south of town. And rent a little cabin here. And I like it. It's quiet. It's a small community, and I like it a lot. see the National Grocery Store and numerous convenience stores. It's a good, lots of country around. Good walking and bicycling weather. And of course, we're right on the inland waterway with Burt Lake and the Indian River coming right into it there. So you'll get all the boat traffic and lots of good summer crowd and, good winter crowd too. So, but the autumn is cool and the leaves are starting to turn color down here. So we're all enjoying that.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, the color is definitely, I think it's pretty much close to peach here. So there's a little bit of green yet, but most of the trees are, definitely have the color changing, have changed. Sorry, there you go. So yeah, very good. So yeah, we get all the freighter traffic. So actually today we were on the ferry to Sugar Island. So, and we had to wait for the cruise ship to go by before we could leave the mainland. So very good. So yeah, definitely like the boat traffic. Yeah, I made out on the St. Mary's once this year with the pontoon, and maybe twice. Cause I put it out and brought it back in, so twice. But yeah, so maybe next year we'll be able to get more time to go boating. That's for sure.
Anytime you can be on the water is a good time. But 3 years ago, I attended a gathering on Nebish Island, and they had put a ferry for that island, and the place we were camping around and having our gathering was right on the St. Mary's River, and I got all kinds of freighter video and stills and stuff, my iPhone, and that was a superlative. Due to logistics, they'll be gathering for the following 2 years. That was held in a place on the mainland, though, just to make it easier for people to get there. Outside of that, I like the UP. I actually got to go to Paradise this year, and I got to go to the Great Lakes Maritime Museum in May. I was coming back from a gathering in Missouri for a spring festival down there, and then we came back to the upper. I didn't really care to go around Chicago, so I took 154 down through Wisconsin and Iowa. Kind of a really nice changing trip. I really enjoyed it. Took about the same, and I got to go smack right down where I wanted to go. I didn't have to mess around with St. Louis traffic or anything. I mean, it was really quite nice, and I'm taking that route from now on. Some of it's two-lane, but most of it's divided highway. And I don't care either way, it's just less traffic.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, you told me that before. Yeah, you were around Nebish there, so yeah, I remember that. So yeah, very good. I've been over there Nebish a couple times, so I don't know it that well, like Sugar, but Sugar's closer to this. I definitely don't like the traffic myself either, so that's why we stuck around here, that's for sure. And, that's definitely a nice drive.
Yeah, I found Iowa to be very pleasant. I stopped off in a town called Fairfield. Because there's an interesting leather store there that looked kind of interesting, and it's called Overland. It's a little expensive, but they have some very nice things there, and I might pick up a couple of items for the for next year. The they have an interesting college there called Maharishi International University. It's a college based on transcendental meditation. It's an interesting place. I guess I was reading about the lore of the place, and I guess the trains don't sound their whistles to that town because of that, which I find rather interesting, because that much influence and out of the railroad, honk the horns through town, that's pretty impressive. Someone's got contacts somewhere, but it's interesting. I was thinking about going back to school and it's a contender, I'll just say that much, even at my age. Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking for something to do for the rest of my life, and I want to focus more on something I want to do, not necessarily something that's, you know, the latest and greatest for profit or anything like that. I'm interested more in spiritual things.
Oh yeah, that is neat. Oh wow, very good. Yeah, I've been through Iowa once, so yeah, it was nice there. It was nice down there. I don't remember what freeway we were on, but yeah, it was really nice. Oh, very good. So
NAPZT. Well, Brad, I'm going to hook it out of here. Nice talking to you. I get off at 7 o'clock. If you happen to be on the system, I'll try for you. I got to drive 25 miles home, and I've got a 20-watt mobile unit that's set up too. So I'll give you a try. You have a pleasant Sunday, and enjoy the water and the colors, and what a place to live. The upper is absolutely gorgeous. I've been wanting to go to Tequamanon in autumn and camp at the Rivermouth campground there for a long time. I haven't been up there in years. Probably not going to get up there this year, but he gets up there next year. And if I were to retire in Michigan, I probably want to retire to the UP somewhere, just quiet and peaceful place. Probably in the eastern part or mid-central somewhere. Newberry, somewhere up in the section there. Well, so I'll let you go, sir. You have a great night, and thanks again for the conversation. Always a pleasure. NEPCT, be clear in your file. 7-3.
Alrighty, sir. Yeah, sounds good. So, well, I'll probably be in bed at 7, so I work night shift, so I'm one of my days off, and I keep the same schedule. It sounds silly, but it's easier for me and the body. So I'll be up till about 6 or so, and off to bed I get. So I usually do some projects here and there at night, so in fact, I just came in outside from doing one, and I found out that it wasn't going to work out. Anywho, with that, I'll say 73, you enjoy the rest of your trip, and hopefully it stays nice. So have a nice trip, and catch you later. KE8FGW. Nice to meet you, Steve.
Brad, what do you, I didn't realize you were a graveyard shipper like me. What do you do?
I work at the university here, and I do public safety officer.
Okay, well that explains that. Plus you got all the repeaters practically right there, from the university to the water tower to everything there. It's all in that area. Okay, cool. Very good. Keeping the university safe and sound, and making sure everything's nice and quiet, and always doing the things you shouldn't. So very good. Oop, well, that's me. I got to go for that one. NAPZT clear.
Sounds good. 7-3. KE8FGW.
Yeah, the phone hits, I got a room all to it. We're full though, everybody, I got like 5 calls, and I have no rooms to give anybody, unfortunately.
Okay, yeah, you just got me in the, I just sat down, and you went, got up and got some water, so, I missed what you said.
Oh, I said the phone rang, I had to drop it, everybody wants rooms tonight, but we're full, so. Can't help anybody tonight.
Well, that's good that your rooms are all full. So, yeah, it's a busy night down there.
Yep, and it's 2:45. My our restaurant stuff has come down the pike. I gotta get ready to run the audit, as night auditors are wont to do. So I wish you a pleasant trip, sir, and may it be uneventful for you. One graveyard shifter to another, I wish you the safety and security and enjoyment of the quiet time at night. I wouldn't have it any other way. Be well, Brad. I'll talk again. NAPCT. Clear.
Oh, that is for sure. Nighttime quiet. Yep, I understand that one. All right, 7-3 guy. NAPTV, KE8FGW.
KFAENF.
KI7 QMG monitoring Northern Michigan Link System.
Hotel for a radio check, Mackinac City. Did someone come back on my radio check? You were very weak. Over. A lot of static, but I'm amazed that I got to Mackinac City. I'm in Manistee. Over.
I'm quite away
from you. Well, thank you for the contact, and I could make out you're talking, but I couldn't quite make out what you were saying. I think you said you were quite a ways away too. So. Thanks a lot for the comeback and 73, and I'm going to be clear. Alpha Alpha 8, Golf Hotel's clear.
Okay, well, you got two rooms here now. Jordan, go to Hotel, November.
Alpha Alpha 8, Golf Hotel for a radio check. Negative contact, Alpha Alpha 8, Golf Hotel clear.